And with just a little bit of music from the Blade Runner soundtrack, we've got more coming up in this next little bit. The next portion of the interview that I had with Bentley Ousley.
Why was the New American Orchestra chosen to perform Blade Runner's music over Vangelis?
Well, that's an interesting question, and there's a lot of speculation about that. And it's, in fact, have you seen the book Future Noir, The Making of Blade Runner?
I have seen it.
Paul Salmon, the author of the book, was actually assigned to Blade Runner for writing for a sci-fi magazine, and his assignment during the filming of Blade Runner was Blade Runner. So he was right there during all the conflicts and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
This is still a mystery because it doesn't seem that Vangelis won't comment on it. What it came down to is, according to Michael Dealey, is that Vangelis didn't sign his contract, which allowed them to release the his original performances, which, in my opinion, were vastly superior to the New American Orchestra version.
Oh, for sure.
There is some interesting things on the New American Orchestra version, and it is kind of interesting in its own right. Mm-hmm. I think they really fail, bringing an orchestra in. There's some things that are kind of hilarious. You listen to how they try to get certain sounds, like there's a synth sound that they try to emulate in main titles that is like a synth, doing a climb. It's climbing several octaves up. And then if you listen to the New American Orchestra version, there's this kind of siren thing. You can almost imagine somebody turning the crank for the siren, revving it up. I mean, it's an achievement because Vangelis, he doesn't score anything. It's kind of an improv. All his stuff is like an improvisational work.
Right.
And he doesn't read or write music. So these people had to go in and listen to Vangelis's completed work, transcribe it for the orchestra,
mm-hmm.
and then perform it. They get paid for this. I think it's amazing that they got as close as they did, considering the constraints of what they were working with. Why, I suspect that Vangelis had a beef. I mean, why else would you... I mean, the soundtrack, it had all the pieces were complete.
Mm-hmm.
If not, where did the bootlegs come from? I mean, there were bootlegs that were out before the official release that were much more complete than the official release.
Hmm.
So they were done. I mean, all he had to do was sign his contract. They would have released it, and he would have gotten money. It had to be a pretty severe beef, I think, in order for him just to walk away from it. This is just conjecture, because that's all there is. Nobody has a definitive answer on
right.
that. But I think that he had to have been mad enough about something to walk away from the project with no intention of releasing that. That's what I think.
So that sort of leads into my next question as to why it took almost 12 years for the commercial Vangelis release to come out.
Here is my theory about why Blade Runner appeared when it did. Obviously, the director's cut was coming out, so mm-hmm. there was another opportunity to release. So that was probably some of the impetus there. Also, I think that Vangelis and Ridley Scott healed a rift, because they had just done in 92 the movie 1492,
mm-hmm.
which Vangelis scored. I think that the rift was healed there. I do another piece of speculation on in my article on BladeZone.com about the added scenes that were put in the director's cut, like, for instance, the unicorn scene.
Mm-hmm.
In that scene, of course, which didn't exist in the original release, there's a piece of score there. Well, did the score exist for all this time and they just pulled it out and slapped it on the film? Or, was it... I collect some other Vangelis rarities, and one thing I have is a bootleg version of the Antarctica soundtrack, which he worked on immediately after that, and it has that same cue that they use there. I suspect that Vangelis lent him that cue from Antarctica in order to fill in that scene. So I think the reason why it came out, I think, is because whatever had come between them in making that movie, which was a horrendous experience from all accounts, was probably resolved, and they moved on.
Mm-hmm.